You're on 989-7500. Paul Mack presents Cinema Scoop, your 24-hour film fun line.
Chapter 1. He adored New York City. He idolized it all out of proportion. He romanticized it all out of proportion. Better. To him, no matter what the season was, this was still a town that existed in black and white and pulsated to the great tunes of George Gershwin. Let me start this over. Chapter 1. He was too romantic about Manhattan, as he was about everything else. He thrived on the hustle-bustle of the crowds and the traffic. To him, New York meant beautiful women and street-smart guys who seemed to know all the angles. Corny, too corny for a man of my taste. let me try and make it more profound. Chapter 1. He adored New York City. To him, it was a metaphor for the decay of contemporary culture. The same lack of individual integrity that caused so many people to take the easy way out was rapidly turning the town of his dreams and... Now, it's going to be too preachy. Let's face it, I want to sell some books here. Chapter 1. He adored New York City, although to him, it was a metaphor for the decay of contemporary culture. How hard it was to exist in a society desensitized by drugs, loud music, television, crime, garbage. Too angry. I don't want to be angry. Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. I love this. New York was his town, and it always would be.
This is Maggie, and I just recently purchased a video cassette entitled Debbie Does Dallas, starring the infamous porn star. Let me look. One moment. It was a very good one, that. It was Debbie Does Dallas, number one, starring the very, very infamous porn star, Bambi Woods. It was extremely elegant, and her style was unmatchable. It was an art form. Please play this on the air. I think my comment will benefit future porn moviegoers around America. And I do thank you for your line. It's clever, it's classy, and it's full of excitement. I thank you.
Welcome back to Cinema Scoop for another week of film-listed fun right here at 989-7500. Got lots of stuff coming up for you on this week's tape. We've got hopefully some winners. We'll find out if there are any from our contest for free tickets on side two. Lots of stuff. Stick with us. Here we go.
His past is a mystery, but his work is already a legend. He wrote and produced his first film at 14. In the years since then, he wrote and produced so many others that he once tried to deposit them in Fort Knox.
Drop-ins on the line. They go all the time. I wanna be a line host, and you could be my co-host.
Imagine!
I wanna be a line host, and you could be my co-host.
Imagine!
I wanna be a line host.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Talking on the tape with them. Following his lead. His name is Mac. Can you believe?
He has no other name.
Imagine.
Captain of the movies.
makes me feel quite funny, and we both do sometimes.
Batman, you're so funny.
I want to be a line host. And you could be my co-host.
Imagine.
I want to be a line host. And you could be my co-host.
Imagine.
I want to be a line host. Sounding like a winner.
Gavel blotches.
Or dragging my side. Take another drop in. Walking out in public, yeah. I come across the dope, I think he knows who I am.
Hiya, you're Paul Mack. I call you a lion.
Fine, I wanna be a lion host. And you could be my co-host.
Imagine.
I wanna be a lion host.
Let me tell you why. I first heard your first comment way back in October of 1984, and I distinctly remember you discussing how to start your own line, and I remember that so well that I'm going to be starting one of my own. Of course, I'm not going to use the same equipment that you so described on your comment, which was very long and was edited quite extensively. I hope to start my own line soon. I will be the first one in Tucson, Arizona, to have a telephone entertainment output line. Thank you for your support. Perhaps one of these days we can discuss some of the details behind some of the things that you've come up with. And I was particularly impressed with your Mackey Awards. Very amusing. Spent a great deal of time listening to that over and over since I recorded it myself. I was so impressed I had to record it. But I just want you to know that I'm impressed with your work, and I'd like to get in touch with you one of these days. Right, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to hear people who appreciate my work, and that's actually very rare. only because I come off as being extremely obnoxious, but all of my telephone friends know me as that way, but a lot of my personal friends know that I'm just a crazy, wild, wacky kind of guy, and, well, I enjoy making movies. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about my latest short film entitled Final Destination Unknown, which premieres exactly 2 weeks from this week, so it's going to be March 13th. But anyway, to answer your question there and how you can get a hold of me, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you very much for acknowledging the 4th Annual Mackey Awards. We put a lot of work and time into that, and a lot of people didn't like it. It wasn't a very popular item because I think it was so obnoxious, and a lot of people didn't get to hear it. And actually, if you like the 4th Annual Mackey Awards, you probably enjoy Don Rickles' type of humor, or you probably hated the 4th Annual Artie Awards, cheap send-off of the Mackeys. But I just wanted to say that, you know, the Mackey Awards were fine and dandy, and just to prove that not too many people heard them, I can just call the average Joe off the street, and they wouldn't know at all what I was talking about. I can answer this for you right now. Let's just dial up a thing, and we'll do a thing. I mean, this is proof positive that nobody's heard the 4th annual deal. Check this out. All right. Then we'll ask them about the Arties, too. Ba-ba-ba-bum. All right, here we go. This is a North Hollywood number, I think I dial. Now, this person is surely a person who listens to the thing. Hello? Okay. Let's just give it
one more ring.
Of course, it is a work day. People could be out on the field.
All right. Well, we're going to do this one more time. If I don't get a hold of somebody, okay, who likes, let's see, let's give it a... Let's give it a number here. If I don't get a hold of somebody who's heard of the Mackey Awards, this is just proof positive that what I'm about to do is proof that here it's ringing. Let me put this.
Yeah. All right. Now this is the one. It's gold, and I can tell. All right. Yeah.
Hello. You have reached Hello. The office of Dr. Rose and Dr. Rosenthal.
Oh.
Neither of us can come to the phone right
All
now.
All right.
Please leave your name, telephone number, a message of any length, and the time and date that you called.
Okay.
We will return your call as soon as possible.
All right.
If you urgently need to reach Dr. Rose, please leave a message and then dial 377.
Okay, now we don't want to give out the number, do we?
If you okay. urgently need to reach Dr. Rosenthal, okay. please leave a message and then dial 376.
What the hell is this, a survey or what? I just
want to ask a simple... Yes, this is Paul Mack here, and boy, it's a long message, but what it boils down to is all we wanted to know is if you heard the 4th Annual Mackey Awards and if you thought it was too obnoxious, or if you heard the 4th Annual Artie Awards and thought that was too obnoxious because I didn't win enough awards, but that's what it all boils down to, and since you're not in, you can reach us at area code 818-989-7500. We'll take the survey up later. Sorry for taking up your time. Tell the Roseman that he can call us back at 989-7500. We'll be waiting for your call anxiously. Thank you, doctors.
Oh, well, that's enough of that, and I'm wasting your time. And this is ridiculous, isn't it? And to answer your question, how you would like to get a hold of me, write to me at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Just send your letter to Paul Mack, P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. I got a guy that hikes up there every week and picks it up for me. So I'll get that letter, and I'll answer your questions. Leave me your phone number, and if you'd like, 989-7500 every Saturday and Sunday. I'll answer those puppies right away. And now, some more stuff.
Well, hello, Mac, and all other Cinema Scoop callers. This is REC. Even though my line has been in sort of a disconnect state, it's going to be coming back probably by the time you hear this recording on a new number. Call the REC input line for the new number when it does come up. At any rate, Paul, I got to say you're doing a rather swell job. And let's hear another great phone song. Line Host was an art. It was a wonder. And oh, by the way, little scoop of my own here, I'm bringing back Stereophone. That's right, and let me tell you one thing, is that Paul Mack's song Line Host was done in total stereo. So if you want to really hear it, one of these days I will play it on Stereophone, and let me tell you, the thing sounds great. At any rate, this is REC over at REC 407. We'll catch you later, and have a good day.
There's just one thing I'd like to know. One thing I would like to know! How the hell does he get a hold of those tanks? God, that scum, I'll kill him! That's okay. I'm a little mad, but... I think a little anger won't do, huh? What's that, a microphone? I got it.
Get to the bottom of this. All right. Little mess, but nothing a maid can't fix. Let me tell you that. Come on, is everybody... Hello?
Hi, this is David.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Is this Dave Scoop?
This is Dave Scoop.
I got it, Dave. I got something for you.
What the hell's the problem?
I'm getting a little pissed because, you know, Richie Calcom just left a comment and he said, you know, he's gonna play Line Host in Stereophone. And I just want to say, how did he get a damn copy of the thing? You know?
He's gonna do what?
He's gonna play I Wanna Be a Line Host in Stereo.
What?
Stop doing me, will you?
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna say he's gonna play. I want to be a line host in stereo, and he's.
Now wait a minute.
And I'm trying to figure out how he got a damn copy of the thing, but you know that's
absolutely not.
I just threw my apartment across the street, and I want to know because I'm so pissed, you know. And I want to know how the hell did you give him a copy, Dave? Because
I never had a copy to begin with.
What do you mean you were in the song, Dave? Remember the part where you said I call your lion? You got a copy of the song? What are you talking about?
I have a copy of it.
Yeah, of course you got it. Wake up and smell the tapes, Dave.
It's
come on.
It's in my files of obsolete
What do you mean obsolete? It's a brand new song. It's going to be nominated for an Artie. I can feel it in my bones. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, I guess I have to confess I do have a copy of that.
And you're the one that gave it to Rich, right?
In stereo, as a matter of fact.
In stereo. All right. And Rich is going to play it in stereo. I mean, when I heard this, I was ecstatic, you know.
But I don't communicate with the cow.
Well, you think I would communicate with the com? I mean, come on.
Well, you found out from him.
All right. Anyway, well, look, Dave, that's all. I mean, you haven't been any help to me. I'm just going to, that's it. But as soon as I find, you know, the man who did this is, if I find out who gave him a copy of that tape, I'm just going to just shit, you know. So
you'll make another tape is what you're talking about.
All right, so my apartment shambles here, and I've got the whole thing lying all over the place.
Well, it sounds like a crime to me,
I'll
tell you.
It's a crime of the heart is what it is. Have you seen any movies, Dave?
Well, I had the, rare opportunity to see, say, Platoon, for example.
Okay, have you seen Platoon, for example? Well?
You know, I saw Platoon, for example.
And tell me, Dave, what do you think of Platoon?
Actually, I was curious to see it because...
All right.
I was interested in exactly what that was all about.
I think you were curious to see it because I paid for your ticket, but other than that...
That helped.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was curious because I needed a lesson. I didn't know enough about the Vietnam War.
That's right, and I think it's a very accurate portrayal of the war, Dave, actually. And,
well, it was done by a guy that was actually in it.
Yeah, and you can tell he's scarred emotionally. You know.
Absolutely. It was about his own platoon.
And, Dave, you're one of these conscientious objectors, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And so, in other words, you feel that this is a good thing to show people the war and how we shouldn't get involved with another war.
Yeah, unless it's absolutely for our defense.
Be we buff or be we wimps, we shouldn't get involved, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, no, I thought it was a great movie. Do you think it'll win the Oscar for Best Picture or what? Just
Well, knowing the Oscars and what I've seen in the past, they almost seem rigged to me. And this guy's a newcomer and everything, and I think something else is probably going to run away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But he probably will get himself nominated plenty of times, but...
Very possible, very possible. We'll find out. I mean, he was nominated many times, but we'll find out what the Stone Man has to say about it. Anyway, Dave, I just wanted to ask you that and talk about Platoon for a second, but I want to thank you very much because I got to get out of here. I got to clean up my apartment and... fix this all up here, and I got to call the maid, so thank you very much.
Okay,
hey,
we got to fix this leak in our works here.
All right, what's that leak?
A tape got out.
That's right. Well,
to the outside, it got up by Cozy Croft.
Well, we'll put Major Snoopington on this and find out what's up.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you, Dave.
Good day, sir.
Thank you. Good night.
Hey, last night I saw this really bad film. And when I mean bad, I mean bad, man. That film was so bad, man. I had to get some Ajax and clean it off of my bathtub, man. Man. Shit.
Yes, my favorite music for any movie ever made happens to be the music for Final Destination Unknown. Thanks. It's just a great movie soundtrack, and I couldn't compliment it enough.
Don't you worry. Don't you hurry.
Sonny Blake is about to experience another world.
Some guys take 200 or 300 years to accept this place.
On an unknown road he chose for himself.
You are going someplace. Someplace very frightening. More frightening than one of your murders.
Sonny Blake is about to encounter his final destination.
Believe me, it's no trouble at all. It's on the way.
Paul Mack brings you Final Destination Unknown for a journey that begins at the end.
Don't go away. CinemaScoop will return for part two right after this short brief.